What's up, Illini? I'm Peyton Wessner, and welcome back to ISN Now, the official podcast of Illini Sports Night. It's April 21st, and if this were any other year, we'd be in the thick of anticipation and excitement for Major League Baseball. Instead, we're over a month into no sports, and I'll tell you, this is getting real rough. Yet, the best part is, we're all in this together. I have your back and you have mine. I appreciate you for spending some time. So let's drop the poor me act and welcome my guest at this time. We're sticking baseball themed, so he's a Fighting Illini freshman and left-handed pitcher who leads the baseball team and wins during this shortened season. Oh, and if you ever venture to Lincoln Way East High School in Frankfort, Illinois, check out the baseball records board because you will see his name a lot. 9 times, if I counted right. It's Cole Kirschberg. Cole, thank you very much for your time. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I can't complain. If you'd oblige me, I want to introduce a new segment here on ISN Now called The Fast Five. It'll be 5 rapid-fire questions coming at you. Trust me, it won't be as fast as your fastball, but sound good?
Yep, sounds perfect.
Awesome. Let's get to it. Starting off, what's your walkout song?
This year, as my freshman year, I chose Few Strokes Shuffle 2020 by Lil Uzi Vert.
Nice selection. Speaking about favorites, what's your favorite video game?
Currently, my favorite video game is GTA.
Okay. Another great selection. Keeping on the topic of favorites, what's your favorite baseball team?
Since I'm from the south side of Chicago, I got to go with the Chicago White Sox.
And what is something unique Fighting Illini fans should know about you?
I know my teammates know this, but pretty sure the community does not know this, but I do have a twin sister that goes to the University of Illinois State.
Okay, so ISU is still in close proximity, huh?
Yep.
And lastly, how have you been spending your spare time? Have you developed any new hobbies?
In my spare time, I usually, well, since it's during this time and it's bigger than baseball, that's why the season got canceled. I've been just spending a lot of time with my family, my grandma, and just, spending time with them, getting to do things that I wouldn't normally get to do with them.
Wow, I think that's a great way to spend your time. I know I've been spending a lot of time with my family myself, and there you have it. Cole and I just sped through the Fast Five. Now on to our regular scheduled programming. You have said you want to stay involved in baseball through coaching and teaching after your playing career. When did you first develop your love for this sport?
It really happened when I was younger. I got into baseball. I played baseball, football, and basketball in high school. And then eventually I narrowed it down to baseball and basketball. I fell in love with baseball just based on like how competitive it is and how much work goes into it. The amount of hours you spend training, working, eventually does pay off. And you could see that with my freshman year here at the University of Illinois.
Absolutely. I know coming out of high school, or I guess in high school, you had a lot of great college offers. We're talking Illinois, of course, Michigan, Indiana, all 3 made the NCAA tournament last year. But being from Illinois, did you develop a preference or a goal to play for the Fighting Illini when you were younger?
I did. That was one of my top priorities, is to play college baseball and then to stay close to home so my family could come out and see me play.
And just like what you're doing right now, spending time with your family during this downtime, you can really tell family means a lot to you. Would you mind just elaborating upon that?
When I was younger, I really grew into a family that was very supportive of me and really takes time to come to my games and supports me. So I did pick Illinois, not only because the coaching staff and the fantastic education I would get, but also because of the family and how close we all are together to one another. Illinois was also a good place because it is close to home, only about 2 hours away. And the family is all close. We're all from Illinois. My grandma recently just moved from Arkansas down here, so she could come and watch me play more games. And then I also do have a grandma in Indiana. It's not too far away from home, so she would like to come out to the games in the future when the season kicks back up next season.
I mentioned all the accomplishments you had in high school. In high school, you were 22, I believe, and now you chose 27 here at the University of Illinois. A lot of players, their number means something special. Is there any story behind your number?
I picked 27 because that was always my number when I was younger. I played for the Kansas City Sparks, and I was shooting for number 19, but it is retired by Stevie Bujanski to honor his life and how he played the game. So I chose 27. The reason behind 27 is my birthday is on the 27th, so I had to pick, so I wasn't able to take 19, so I was like thinking the numbers because I've never really thought of numbers before and like how they could impact me. But then I was just thinking harder, took days out of the week just to think of a number. And then I came with 27 because based on my birthday and how I have a twin, I just felt like it connects to me and my family.
That's so cool that your number stays family related. Your time with the Sparks, that was when you played with Brandon Comilla and Cam McDonald. What is your friendship like with those two sophomore hitters who are fantastic players in their own right?
Yeah, so I played up 1 year to play on their team. We went down to Jupiter. I played fall ball with them. And I've always known Brandon. That was my first time meeting Cam. Me and Brandon played in the same high school conference, so I got to see a lot of him. We did a lot of training at the Dome with the Sparks, and that's where I met Cam. And our connection, I'd say, has only grown. My first time meeting them, like I did say, was Jupiter, and they're both very, very good athletes and know the game of baseball. They study it. They work hard. You could tell by their work ethic and how they play. They're both hardworking, dedicated to the sport, and have a passion to play, not only college, but also in the professionals.
Just in this handful of games this season, you pitched at a couple professional stadiums, the home of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. I know you're a White Sox fan. That's the affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. And then out in Frisco, Dr. Pepper Park. For you listeners, the stadium out in Frisco has a lazy river. Yeah, watch baseball while relaxing in a tube, why don't you? Anyway, I'm sure, Cole, your baseball journey has taken you to a lot of special places, but which stadium or ballpark has been the coolest to play in?
I'd definitely say the one in Frisco, especially playing against top competition teams that are normally you see in the College World Series. It's awesome to be on the field, share a field with them, but also just taking the atmosphere and the stadium and what you could play at eventually in your career. It's really awesome. Especially with your teammates there, not only just you, but for your teammates to experience it as well. It's just really awesome and like breathtaking.
Does that almost inspire you to show how close you are to playing at a professional level and starting your pursuit after college towards the major leagues?
It is, especially like I said, how it's not only about you, but your team. Getting the team out there, getting them seen by professional scouts. It's really a passion of mine, not only to play professional baseball, but to get others to come with me, especially from the team of Illinois.
Growing up, were there any pitchers or any players, maybe not even from an emulation standpoint, but were there any players that you recognized as role models and you looked up to?
I have two. So the first one is a left-handed pitcher. He's Clayton Kershaw. I've always liked the way he went out there, competed. You saw he struggles in the postseason, but he's there year after year. He's always putting in work on the off season when no one's watching. And the way he pitches, I know he's changed his mechanics and the way he throws, but every time he's on, I try and catch him a couple innings just to see how he's doing. And then the second one is, since my dad's a UCLA fan, I like Garrett Cole. You saw him in the postseason last couple of seasons just tear it up. He's an absolute horse, and I just love the way he competes. He leaves everything out on the field, and that's what I try and do at my level. But I know he does it at his professional level, and that's awesome. I try and emulate everything him and Clayton Kershaw do is just go out there and compete, throw strikes. The only way to win is to throw strikes and let the other team hit the ball, because you got an amazing defense behind you.
Well, I'm a big Dodgers fan and a big Clayton Kershaw fan. He's been one of my pitchers since he's made his major league debut. Kershaw, he does a lot of stuff off the field, whether it's volunteering, humanitarianism, And I know looking at your profile, you've done some volunteer work yourself. Is Kershaw someone you look up to not only for his on-field acumen, but what he does off the field as well?
I do. I like to do a lot of things off the field as well. That helps the community. Really all the professional guys and college guys that do off the field acknowledgments to their community. I really like to see what they do. It inspires me to do things they do.
Finishing up, Cole, this has to be the first April you haven't pitched competitively in what? How many years?
This is the first time I've not competed at in April competitively for, it's been a while. I mean, we're throwing every day in April because of the season. I'd say it's like 10 years maybe.
So what have you been doing now that there's the season's over? What have you been doing now to keep loose and just keep your arm conditioned? Are there any training programs or throwing programs that you've been doing just to maintain?
Yes, our pitching coach, Coach Allen, gave us each individually a workout to do and training to do every day, 6 days a week, except we take the one day off just to give our arm a break how we would in the season. So, yeah, we're throwing 6 days a week, doing drills, training, working out. We're doing everything we would be doing in season just in case we do play this summer and just to keep it fresh for next fall.
Well, Cole, it was my absolute pleasure to talk to you today. I cannot wait to see you back out there on the bump, hopefully as soon as the Orange and Blue World Series this fall. Best of luck, and thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed being on this show with you.
Last week, we talked with a Fighting Illini Hall of Famer, today a Fighting Illini freshman. I can only imagine what Cole Kershaper will accomplish in the years to come. Really cool to spend some time with him and get to know the rising star. Well, we have another episode slated for Friday. Should be just as good. Until then, go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe to ISN Now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can follow me at PCWESNER, at PC Westner. Follow Illini Sports Night on Twitter at UI7ISN. Ring the bell and subscribe to us on YouTube if you would. Now, time for me to grab some dinner. Not sure what sounds best. A burger, maybe some pizza. Oh, it's Tuesday. Time for some tacos.